Roger, yeah, I'm gonna try that out. I've been wanting, like what I said, I've been wanting to make my homemade stuff for a while now. Just, yeah, the only thing, I don't have that, those coaxial cables, but, yeah, I didn't think that there, I could just buy the SMA connectors, like I said, a pile of them, and then get a roll of coaxial cable. But, yeah, well, I'm glad my radio managed to get into the repeater. I'm in Emily City, and I can't wait for the WALP repeater to get moved closer where it used to be, because that thunderstorm, or that really bad storm snapped it, and yeah, I think it's like farther in Lapeer, or it's like in a different city, I don't know. But yeah, I can't wait till it gets closer so I can come in better.
Yeah, he's much further. Like I said, if you get one with a 239 on the ends like you use for HF, then you can use it for other projects later once you upgrade your license. But you cut like three, you get a 20-25 foot piece of with the 239s on the end, and then just pick up some adapters. And then the only thing you have to do at that point is the end where you cut it. You don't even have to solder the connectors on the 239s. Where you cut it, you just peel that back, and then you solder that onto the antenna project, or you just crimp your alligator clips down, and then you don't even have any soldering to do if you're using the burnish tape. You can get a roll of that for like $4. And you can use two pieces of it to make a dipole, or you can use one piece and cut it. In the J shape that you need, and then you just go up and down it until you find the sweet spot in your tune. But what you're going to need is a cross needle standing wave meter, or if you can't afford that, just a normal standing wave meter, but then you have to graph things.